This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
I am Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
I have to go to the bathroom.
Well, you keep that inside, Tim.
Yeah, I know.
The thought and...
Oh, the thought,
yeah,
too.
Okay. Yeah. Well...
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with honesty.
That's true.
How are people going to know?
Look,
I'm a person, like a lot of people probably listening, right? Like, Oh, his life's so perfect.
He probably never has to go to the bathroom.
Exactly. And yeah. I'm here to tell you, look, my life is great.
Uh-huh.
My life is nearly perfect. The only way that my life could get any better would be if I didn't have to use the bathroom ever.
Oh, ever. Well, so what would happen?
You
want to be like so rich you can just... go wherever you please.
I was thinking more of like a genie, like a wish situation where like there's no scientific explanation for
right,
it.
Right, right. Because otherwise like the, you know, waste would build up inside
and
make you real sick.
And I don't want to be like, oh no, just like once a day, you know, there's a situation where...
Once a day there's a medical procedure.
Yeah.
Or just like, a minor medical procedure.
Oh, you want a colostomy bag? Like,
right, yeah, you
like
don't want
installed
that.
For no reason other than convenience.
If you had a colostomy bag and a catheter installed out of convenience.
Installed, I like that we're using.
I'd
like to upgrade to a catheter and a colostomy bag.
Yeah. I can't imagine that that's a procedure you could get done.
I imagine for the super rich, a good thing to like a good startup idea would be like, oh, we found a super discreet colostomy bag and catheter situation.
It doesn't matter how discreet it is, Tim. It's like, oh, it's in a Hermes bag.
Yeah. So
nobody
what?
Will ever know.
Yeah.
They'll think that bag's too, way too nice
and
for
then you
human
go home
feces to
and
be
you
in
have
there.
Woodhouse or Jeeves empty it for you. You know, like, because like the downside, I wouldn't do that because like I'd have to do it all myself.
Right. Yeah. You're still going to have to deal with that at the end of the day. It's going to be worse.
Yeah. But, you know, if I have somebody to take care of that, I come home and be
detach
like,
detach my tubes.
I'm home. Yeah. Detach my tubes. I'm home. And then, like, properly drug me before I go back to sleep so you can reinsert everything.
No, I don't think they have to, like, do they? I think they
I don't
can,
know
like,
how
keep...
Like, you gotta clean off some things. This
well,
is
yeah,
where,
I
not
mean,
where I wanted it to go.
Certainly you can't keep it like that forever.
The only reason
point.
I brought this up is because I was hoping you'd dismiss me to go use the restroom.
No, Tim,
no,
you still don't
I'm
have permission.
Stuck here, yeah.
How rich do you think and how famous before... like going to the bathroom isn't an issue?
I don't understand the question.
like if Beyonce has to go to the bathroom, do you think it's ever a problem? Or it's like
for Beyonce?
For yeah.
Like
or do you think she's just like
define problem?
Well, I mean not that like she can't go for herself, but like if she's in a car in traffic or something, not in traffic, that's a bad example.
Beyonce,
if she's in the
hasn't been in traffic for 15 years, my friend.
If she's like out having her day or whatever, and she's like, oh man, I really gotta go to the bathroom. Do you think she just has people who are like, we'll find a pizza place or whatever?
Oh, yeah. They'll let her. You know how like they don't let you and me into the bathroom behind the counter at the pizza place?
Yeah.
They let Beyonce
Is
in
that how
bathroom.
They get all those autographs at the pizzerias?
Probably.
Yeah.
Celebrities like, at their lowest moment. Fine. Fine. I'll sign this.
Anything to just go in your bathroom and dig a dump.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, come on.
Well, no, I mean, that's not what Beyonce would say. That's like a... like a Kevin James.
Yeah.
He says that, and they're like, oh, you're so funny.
This is why he's the king of Queens.
He's like, hey, I gotta take a dump.
Right.
That's like, one of his famous catchphrases. You know what? I'd like him a lot more if that were the case.
What? If his catchphrase was, I gotta take a dump?
Hey, I gotta take a dump.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Let's go to Shea Stadium. I gotta take a dump.
The old Shea Stadium? You think he's rich enough that he can still go there? Don't they, like, play Little League games there?
Yeah, well, he can take a dump anywhere he wants, apparently. He's the king of Queens, Tom.
That's true. Yeah.
Walks around. He gets to make anywhere he wants.
Well, this is apropos of nothing now, but I was going to talk about, have you watched this show, Grand Designs?
Oh, sounds boring.
No, it's so good. It does sound like it would be boring, but it's
great
not.
Great segue, by the way. You said, then paused for 5 seconds.
Yeah, so it can be edited.
Right. So, we'll think of a segue later.
A segue
later.
Can be edited right. in. Or we'll
just
like,
insert it.
Boy, I'll tell you, the King of Queens.
Make a note, Marika, please. We'll be editing in.
King of Queens, he's got a lot of time on his hands watching television. And
he sure does with that Leah Remini, right?
Yeah.
Man, she's a...
Now that she's out of Scientology.
She's a real complaining jerk, huh?
Yeah. About Scientology? That's what you're talking about?
No,
she's always complaining about Scientology?
No, just on the King of Queens. Oh. You got this nice man who's just trying to make things work. Then you have this beautiful, beautiful jerk that just doesn't...
Right.
Just doesn't appreciate
him. Just doesn't leave him alone.
Yeah. Take me out for our anniversary. Shut up.
I had a hard day at work.
Yeah.
Because anyway.
In the show... like in real life, Kevin mm-hmm. James is the actual King of Queens, but in the show, that's an ironic title. So like, he's like, I had a whole day of keeping in a dump because I wasn't allowed to take it anywhere.
Yeah, and then that leads to his yeah. famous catchphrase.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to talk to you about this TV show, Grand Designs.
Oh,
it's
sorry.
Very
yeah.
good.
Okay.
You should watch it. It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Is
it a Netflix original?
No.
Okay.
I mean, they might claim it is now, but it's a British show.
Okay.
But it's basically, so you know, like what the Brits did. Well, I mean, I guess they did it first, but the Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah, where a man comes in and yells at you.
Yeah. But like the British version, so much nicer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still got the yelling. It's still great. This is basically that same take, but on like House Hunters.
Oh, yeah, but I feel like the British
mm-hmm.
real estate market would really depress me.
Well,
like,
no,
oh, this is over near the lorry. I don't know what a lorry is.
It's a truck.
Oh. I would like to buy a house near a truck, please.
I have the taste of a 5-year-old boy who's very interested in trucks. No. This one's near a pub that has Sunday roast.
Oh God, Sunday roast.
So the
look, nothing no, against Sunday roast, but it's the most depressing thing in the world, right?
They,
I guess something against it, huh?
It's not like House Hunters because it's people building houses.
Okay,
and they're all like expensive
architects.
Houses. It's not just the architects of it. I think they mostly talk to the people who are paying for everything. And then
imagine paying to have a house built for you with all the houses out there.
Well, this one episode I watched him, these knuckleheads, they want to live by the river.
The lorry?
No, by the river. No, they had learned. They're like, it's too noisy living by that lorry.
I want to live near Hugh Laurie.
They want to live on the River Thames.
My river.
Thames River.
Yeah.
But the problem is where they want to build a house, it floods constantly.
So just build it on stilts.
They got no. There is some.
That's
they
how they build them at the beach, Tom.
I know, but they kind of glossed over why they couldn't build it on stilts. Instead, they basically built like a concrete bathtub, and the house would go inside the bathtub, and then it could float when the bathtub flooded.
Wait, and so it's like. The concrete, like...
It was a floating house, basically. But,
so
but
wait,
the house...
so when that filled up with water,
uh-huh.
the house turned into like a waterbed situation? Like, you couldn't have like decorative plates on the wall.
No, because it was on like pylons that
stabilized it.
Yeah, and the pylons were like, the house was kind of on rails. So
what's a pylon? A truck?
No. You're thinking of a lorry.
Right.
It's basically like I-beams, like pillars.
Okay.
But they weren't. They were called dolphins.
What the?
Yeah, I know. I avoided saying it because I knew that would just confuse you even more.
Those are just going to swim away when it floods.
But it was fascinating just because the first time they basically tried to like not do everything themselves, but they were like, we'll just like... hire some, you know, local dummies and tell them what we're doing. And they're all like, yeah, sure, we could do that. These people couldn't do that stuff. It was like a very, they eventually got some civil engineers in there. They got rid of all the uncivil engineers who were very rude. A lot of cussing.
Filthy mouths.
And they got this whole thing built. It was a very...
I don't understand that. Why just not build that house?
Because...
This is a little indicative of my personality. Like, if it's hard, why just not do it?
Well, the weird thing was the guy explained, because, like, of course, there are, like, crazy delays in the project and everything. Mm-hmm.
This show sounds awful, by the way.
Oh, and the house on the river, the property they bought was on a tiny island in the river.
Okay.
But, like, normally the water, like, the river where they were, it looked like it was maybe, like, 2 feet deep. Like, just deep enough to be a real pain in the ass. Oh, and there was no road to this island.
Yeah, because it's an island, Tom.
Well, no, you can have a bridge to an island.
Yeah, but you don't call it a road. You call a bridge. Look, on this show, we call a bridge.
It had a footbridge. Oh. But the guy was explaining, he's like, you know, why he wanted to do this. And basically, he's explaining that he had a heart attack and it, you know, made him think about life and everything. He's like, I always want to live on the river, so I did this. But the whole time I'm thinking, like, this guy had a heart attack and now he's leading, like, the most stressful, the thing's like 9 months behind schedule, as they would say it on there.
Depressing.
You know, like way over, like every time they're like, there was a problem, the voiceover, like, there was a problem. And the contractors had to renegotiate with them and raise the price 60,000 pounds. And this happened constantly.
Well, you know, the other thing is, why do you want to build a house? Like, well, I had some health problems and it really made me think, I want to make it harder to get to the hospital in case something bad happens. Like, I want to either have to take, like, not even a boat, but maybe a hovercraft. Or walk across a bridge while I'm having a heart attack.
Yeah.
So I can get to a car somewhere.
Well, and also this whole area, like it was, you know, usually just like 2 feet deep, but then sometimes it would flood. And when it would flood, it would be like 14 feet of water. So it's like, great. So now you're in this house floating above all the carnage.
Was it secured by chains?
No. I think it was just the pylons. Basically, the pylons went up like, because so the bath would fill first, right? And then the house would float. So it would take like a while for the house to start floating.
I don't understand.
The house could float like 14 feet above seawater. Above sea level.
It doesn't seem like... So when you look out the window when it's not flooded, do you just see a concrete wall? The wall of the bathtub, as it were?
No. Because it's... Oh, there's a basement. Yeah, in the basement you would.
Okay.
The basement's the part that's like sitting in the tub the whole time.
So it's basically just a foundation.
Yeah. But
so
a
this
bathtub.
Isn't that weird.
No, it was very weird. It was very difficult to build. It was a beautiful view, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, well, he'll die out there. I hope it's worth it.
All right, Tim.
Tom, just real quick, just to update the listener. In the break, I did go use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And it gave me...
3 hours later.
Yeah, it gave me some time to think. If you were in a wish situation or a one wish situation or like you get your superpower.
Right.
Going to the bathroom, not having to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You could do worse than that choice.
Tim, then you wouldn't have time to think about stuff like you just did.
Well, no, you'd have all the time in the world because you could be a rich person. Because here's the game, Tom.
Uh-huh.
You go. Here's the scam. here's the rub.
Do you just go and compete in all those like keep your hand on the car contests?
Yeah, or dance marathons. Where
people don't fall out of dance marathons just because they have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, but also if you like exercise regularly,
uh-huh.
You can travel these United States, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Just suckering small town after small town out of their prize money for dance-a-thons and keep your hand on the car.
I think you're grossly misinformed about how often these opportunities come up.
Tom, you look, you're a coastal elite. I know you don't often get to what you refer to as flyover country,
right,
filled with, your words, dumb hicks who don't know their ass from their elbows.
Right. Well, I call it a dance marathon country.
Yeah. Well, see, that right there should tell you, Tom.
Oh, that's where it comes
from.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh.
It's not just a stereotype.
Oh, okay. Well, it makes a lot more sense.
So anyway, if anybody is in a wish situation, just consider it. Just
if anyone's in a wish situation. Again, wish situations don't come up very often either.
Yeah, I know.
If you happen to free a genie, don't wish to never have to go to the bathroom.
Why not?
That is an insane thing to wish.
Yeah, but that's also like, what's the genie going to do with that? You know? Uh-huh. Like, you know how the genie always tries to screw you?
Yeah. Oh, I can think of a ton of ways he could screw you.
Like what?
You could sew up your butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Your wish is my command, and then you've got no more
butt.
Yeah,
but then you still have to go to the bathroom.
No, maybe he's like not super. He's like, nah, I'll make it so you don't have to go to the bathroom. But you know what? While you're not having to go to the bathroom, you won't need a butt.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't need a butt if I don't have to go to the bathroom, Tom.
Where are you going
to
sit on?
What, is it just going to be like invisible from like my...
No, what I'm imagining, it would probably be like just like your hips and your pelvis bone would be like elbows. Like that's how close the skin would be to them.
Your hips and your pelvis bone would be like elbows?
Yeah. So you'd have no butt muscle. It would just be like, you know, like your elbow is very thin skin over the bone.
Yeah, but
it
like,
would just be that on like your the top of your
but
legs.
When Aladdin wished uh-huh. to become a prince,
right,
the genie wasn't like, oh, I'll make you a prince, but I'll take away your hands.
Didn't he make it so he couldn't talk or something?
It was the Little Mermaid, you dunce.
What did he do to Aladdin then?
I don't know.
Well, don't bring up the... That is an
he
example.
He made Jafar.
No, I'm pretty sure he took his butt away.
Man, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Aladdin without a butt, what's the point?
It's true. Anyway, this week we're talking about, this was a topic you suggested, which yeah. I was surprised.
It came from the Redditor stuff.
Because this is not a very Tim topic.
No. To that end, uh-huh. I don't know much about it.
Right. We're talking about Tesla.
Tesla Incorporated, formerly named Tesla Motors, Tom.
Oh, but now they don't make motors anymore.
Well, they do.
Then why change the name?
Because they don't just make cars, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
They've gotten into the whole battery game. Anything that you need a battery for, they make. Game Boys.
Double A, Triple A.
Yeah. No, they also do like the solar panels. Because like
no.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is friends, not friends. He's cousins with, I assume they're friends, with like the guy who runs a solar panel company.
Yeah. No, but they are Tesla.
But then I think they bought them.
Yeah. Tom, what I'm saying is we're talking about the company Tesla.
Right.
And they make electric cars,
uh-huh.
and they also manufacture solar panels,
mm-hmm.
which is what I was saying, and batteries.
And batteries.
Yeah, because the solar
double
panels...
AA, triple A, 9 volt.
Exactly. The little watch batteries, lithium
yeah.
ion.
Yeah. Are those lithium ion?
I have no idea. Or is that what's in the...
Because that's like what's in your phone nowadays is lithium right. ion.
And it's what's in these electric cars. And
watch batteries?
Yeah.
Oh, they're not going to last very long.
Yeah, they're tiny. They're for
emergencies.
Mice. For like Stuart Little.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you thought these were regular sized cars?
Yeah.
No, these are adorable ones for mice to ride around with,
that
like
makes
in the
sense.
Circus.
I don't know where I got that impression from otherwise.
Yeah. Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Do you own a Tesla?
No. I don't even own a car, let alone a Tesla.
You don't own a car, huh? Well, how's that working out for you?
Tim, you bought your car from like a 95-year-old woman who didn't drive it.
Yeah, so?
Was it a Tesla? Did she have a Tesla? Is that what you bought?
You think a 95-year-old?
I haven't seen your car. I think you might be telling tall tales about this car.
Just because I've never offered you a ride anywhere doesn't mean...
No, I've never even seen you drive it somewhere.
Because whenever when I know I'm going to meet up with you, Tom, mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm going to tie one on with this guy.
Yeah.
Because we're always meeting down at the frat house.
That's true. Well, I had to tie one on just to, you know, like, oh boy, I'm going to have to tie one on just to get through this.
That's where I was going to go with this, Tom, but uh-huh. I thought maybe we could...
Yeah, no, I saw like a moment of vulnerability
yeah,
and weakness,
that's what you do.
So I exploited it.
Yeah, I don't offer you a ride in my car mostly, Tom, because
mm-hmm.
you're an ungrateful passenger. Never once, let the record show,
uh-huh.
never once have you offered me gas money in for...
I've offered
probably
you...
Probably in the thousands of miles I've driven you. What do? You just... go on your phone immediately and then fall asleep. I try to make conversation while I'm driving you somewhere, and you're just like, eh.
Yeah, well, I'm trying not to distract the driver.
Well,
Tim, if you bought one of these Teslas with the self-driving, sure, then I'll talk to you.
Okay.
And then I'll be okay knowing that, all right, he can take his mind off things a little bit.
All right. So neither of us have a Tesla. I
no.
hear,
mm-hmm.
therefore, you know, if this was an LA podcast, Tom.
Yeah.
We both have Teslas. All these LA guys.
All these LA podcasters have Teslas.
I have a very skewed view of Los Angeles
because
I only like know the famous people. Like I only know
I
of-
I only know famous people
I
there.
Only know of the famous people there.
Right.
So I'm just like, everybody in LA has got it great. What are we doing here?
Right.
But then like I'm one of those guys that would wind up sleeping in a dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Stuart Little. Like a big Stuart Little.
Like a big Stuart Little without even driving a Tesla. Stuart Little just driving a Tesla.
I haven't heard that that's the stereotype of LA. I've heard San Francisco, like Silicon Valley, everybody's
got a
Tesla.
Just the rich folk, they like the... Because like the new thing is everybody had a Prius, but now mm-hmm. it's like, what's one better than a Prius? A Tesla.
Oh, I'd argue it's more than one better. It's a few better. I mean, it costs as much as a few Priuses.
Yeah, now, all right, so... Tell me what you know about the Tesla Roadster.
Oh, that was the first car.
Right.
That was their like sports car.
That's almost 10 years old at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
They came out with an electric car in 2008. It was a sports car, right?
Yeah.
So it's exclusively for jerks, right?
Well, yeah. And they were, but they, that's where they were super smart in their whole the ideal in starting the company. And they were like, all right, well, this thing's going to be super expensive for us to make at first. So it would only be like a little more expensive for us to make this a sports car instead of like a regular sedan.
Right, so we're not going to make it look like a dang smart
car.
Yeah,
let's
make
it look like a Porsche and then we can sell it to idiots
or,
you know, rich jerks.
Rich jerks. Don't call rich people idiots, Tom.
Yeah, they're smarter than me. They got money.
Yeah, exactly. Wealth equals intelligence.
So, yeah, that's what I know about the Roadster.
Right. The base model for in 2010 cost $109,000.
Yes.
Which isn't that bad. I mean, I don't have that kind of cash on hand.
They're a little bit cheaper now. Well, that's
the Roadster.
S or, yeah.
Yeah, and now they started making it so that all the model numbers would spell out sexy.
Yeah.
Right?
Nice.
It's Elon Musk. All right, we can't talk about Tesla without first talking about the muskiest man in show business.
The musky man himself.
Elon Musk.
He's not in show business.
Hey, he's kind of in show business, Tom.
Showing cars.
Yeah, showing cars and giving people the business.
Showing cars.
Yep. So is he a freaking weirdo?
Yeah, like, of course he's a weirdo.
Is he like one of those like a-hole weirdos?
I don't think he's like that big of a jerk. I think he's just very weird. And not even weird. I think he is like what you want a super rich, smart guy to be.
Yeah, he wants to reduce global warming through mm-hmm. sustainable energy production and consumption and reducing the risk of human extinction by making life multiplanetary. That's where it's like, all right. You know what my problem is? Like, they said it again today. There's like, oh, we found this other planet that like, or this moon of something that's going to be the most inhabitable thing.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to be dead. I don't care.
Right. Like,
let's focus on scientific advancement that I'll be able to take advantage of in my lifetime.
Tim, maybe you're a baby boomer. You have the same, like, great, I'll be dead. I don't care.
Yeah, but
get
baby
rid of all the regulations.
Yeah, these baby boomers are like, ah, by 2020, will I be underwater? Not me. I'll be 6 feet underground.
Not me. I'm building a floating house. Yeah. No, this new moon that they found, that they didn't say it's inhabitable. They said
it's like the most.
You couldn't live there.
I overheard somebody talking about it at work today.
I think it's that there's very good signs that there might be life there. But the thing is basically just like a freaking ice cube floating in space. But it's still got like a really hot core, you know. Well, you're a big hollow earth guy, so you, I don't know.
Yeah, no, it's full of air. Helium, that's what's keeping it
and
afloat.
And molten.
Yeah.
So the core of this moon is super hot, but then the outside is ice. But then on the in, in between there, it's liquid. I think it is actually
hot chocolate.
It might be water.
Okay. Tom, why are we talking about this?
You brought it up.
Yeah, I just brought it up.
Elon Musk wants to go there.
Saying that we shouldn't go there.
Yeah, no, I don't think anybody's going
there. Yeah, stop making people learn about
it if
we're not going to
actually go there. It's a moon of Saturn that's basically an ice cube. Nobody's going to go live there.
All right.
Anyway. did you know Elon Musk, his mom's like a model? Like a current model.
What?
His mom, Elon Musk... His mother is a...
Is this something that you're asking me to Google right now, and it's going to be like one of those pranks where if you Google
like, no,
Elon Musk's
dead.
Mom, it's like a guy spreading his butt cheeks or something?
What? Tim, very strange understanding of internet jokes.
Oh, she looks like a lady from the future.
Right? Well,
a silver-haired lady from the future.
Yeah.
Tom, tell me that she doesn't look like a lady from the future.
Well, I mean, in those pictures where they make her look like a lady from the future.
Yeah, I feel like she's a model that exclusively is bathed in like neon lights.
Yeah. But nice. Isn't that something? You wouldn't think Elon Musk has a model for a mom.
You know what?
What?
I don't rule anything out with Muskie.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's always surprising you.
Yeah. May Haldeman.
Mm-hmm. That's her name?
May Haldeman. She was born in Saskatchewan.
Oh.
Seems like a nice lady.
Yeah.
She may or may not be from the future, I'm told.
All right. Anyway.
Let's hope Elon doesn't blast her into space, right?
Maybe she wants that. Maybe that's what it is all about. Maybe she's got to get back to her people.
So maybe she's not from the future at all.
Yeah, she might
but
just
from
be
one of
a
the
futuristic
moons of
planet,
Saturn. Yeah.
Futuristic moon.
Yeah.
And he's
they
like...
need to go drink up the water from between the icy...
The icy part and
the
hot part.
The hot core.
Not too hot, not too cold.
Yeah.
And he's like,
so
I
this,
have to build...
this water encased in this moon is the perfect temperature to sustain life.
And he's like, I got to build a rocket ship to get my mom back to space where she lives.
So he also made the Hyperloop plans.
Yeah, which is a very weird thing because he's basically just like, here's an idea. I'm not gonna do it. Everybody else go at it. They're about to get the first experimental test track up and running. It's built.
I wouldn't go on that in a million years.
Well, I don't think they're having people go on the test track. At least not at first.
Tom, I didn't say I wouldn't go on the test track. I just meant I wouldn't go on the Hyperloop.
You wouldn't go on a Hyperloop?
No.
So the Hyperloop is basically it's like a pneumatic tube, right?
Yeah, Tom.
What?
Yeah, we all know what the Hyperloop is.
So why wouldn't you go on it?
Because it'll suck the air out of your head. Your head will implode.
I don't think you know
it. Brains will come out of your nostrils.
I don't think you know what it is if that's what you're claiming.
I'm pretty sure. I saw an episode of Nova about it. They're like, if they're not careful, people's heads will implode.
There's a very slim room for error here.
Yeah.
I guess that does make sense. Like, if the internal capsule had a breach, like, they're worried about, like, the outside having a breach.
Yeah, no, I'm worried about the inside.
Yeah,
I'm
the inside
about the
has a breach. It's just
going to
go, like, yeah. And just cave your head in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And yeah. I like how easy it was to convince you of something just by lying and saying that I saw it on an episode of Nova, which I don't think has been on the air since 1984.
No, they're still airing Novas. All right.
Anyway.
Just, you brought up a very good point.
Elon Musk is a bad businessman, Tom.
How so?
His salary from Tesla in 2012, $78.2 million.
A year?
In his salary in 2013, $69,989.
Oh, bad review.
Salary in 2014?
Yeah.
$1.
Oh, man.
What a terrible businessman.
At this rate, they're going to start charging him.
Yeah, jeepers creepers. Was Tesla the one where the New York Times took the car out on the road and it kept dying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it turned out that was like a bad car.
Yeah, it was a bad car. It kept dying.
No,
it was
I mean,
a Tesla.
It was like a defect or something,
right.
I think.
Okay, so the ignorant guy has
but
really,
I mean before they found out it was defective, I think they destroyed that man's life for reporting the truth.
My God, I would never get into any sort of situation with Elon Musk, positive or negative. Because if things go south, he's going to drain the blood from your body.
If things go south, you're on the first ship to Mars with his mom.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's good. Could be worse, Tom.
Yeah, she is a model.
She is a mom. All right. So tell me a little bit about Tesla, Tom. Tell me what you know. Tell me what you think you know about Tesla.
Here are some of my notes. They start at $100,000.
Okay.
Expensive. That's an expensive car. But this Model 3 starts
This sounds like a third grader's book report.
This Model 3 starts at $35,000.
Really?
Much
oh, yeah.
more affordable.
Yeah.
But to get one of
and
those...
And guess what?
What?
That's before any government incentives.
Yeah. Well, they're going to get rid
yeah,
of all those.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I don't know. Maybe that's why old Muskie's like, hey... I'll be your business advisor.
I'll be your
or whatever.
Business chum.
Yeah. Yeah. More like business chump, right?
More like business chum.
With a P.
No.
Oh, chum like
for
sharks.
Shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, $35,000. That's a lot more affordable.
Yeah.
I still, in my head, think cars cost $10,000 because as a kid, somebody told me that.
Well,
I mean, as a kid, it was true.
Yeah.
Or it was closer to being true.
$35,000 doesn't seem like a lot for a car to me.
No. No, I mean, for like a...
Like, what are you going to buy? Like, a fully loaded Civic?
Yeah.
Or like a shitty Tesla? Shitty Tesla, please.
Right. And it's probably not even going to be that shitty. It's probably still going to be
yeah.
pretty nice.
You got to plug it in, and I don't have anywhere to plug it in.
That... All right. So that's... You know what? Because I'm... You know that I will buy anything if there's like if somebody's like, well,
if it's got buffalo flavor on it.
Yes, that's one rule. But the second is if somebody's like, you know, here's a thing that you can buy. Yeah, maybe you won't be able to buy it tomorrow. I'll be like, I'll buy it. That's how most of the things I buy. That's what I do.
Right.
And when I was researching this. They were like, oh, you can get one of these Tesla Model 3s if you put down a $1,000 down payment. You're still not going to get it for like a year, but you can put down $1,000. And I was like, for a minute, I'm like, eh, maybe it's just $1,000. I should just put $1,000 on. I'm not looking to buy a car.
No.
But that was actually my big thing. I thought, well, where am I going to? I'm going to have to run an extension cable out of my third floor apartment to charge this damn thing.
And that's
thing.
If you get a spot on your block.
Exactly.
Which you'll get maybe 50% of the time.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to bring like That is like
generator.
I was gonna say like the phone chargers, like the little battery set you can buy for emergencies. Yeah, that's probably
you're gonna
not
have to get one of those crank batteries.
Oh, maybe I could hook up like an exercise bike to it.
That's true, but then you might as well just ride a bike everywhere.
It's true too.
Really yeah. Makes you think.
I guess I'm not going to buy one of these
cars. Get a generator. Just make sure it's filled up with gasoline.
Get a diesel generator. Yeah. I saw somebody with their car plugged in. Every once in a while, I see somebody with an electric car plugged into the lamppost around here.
Ah.
Yeah. Stealing from the city.
Hey. Now, all right. Mm-hmm. So my whole thing used to be...
Right.
All right. So you're not putting gasoline mm-hmm. in the car.
Right.
You're getting electricity from a socket.
Right. Which is made by lighting gasoline on fire.
Or made by lighting coal on fire. Right. But like that's better, I guess.
Yeah, bring those coal jobs back, Tim.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what old Muskie's trying to do.
Yeah, he's trying to bring back coal jobs.
Let's get some everybody back in those mines.
Yeah, that's what the Musk is about. It's a coal like Musk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, these men come out of the mines. You're like, that's an honest Musk.
He'll unveil. Maybe that's what he's working with the administration on. He's like the new Tesla runs on coal directly.
Nice.
A lot of electricity.
Like an old train.
What was that?
Like an old train.
Yeah.
Like it literally, like you just had to buy coal.
Yeah, it's steam. Steam power. They had steam power cars.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, you have one because you're a steampunk guy.
Right, yeah.
And you also wear those big goggles and
top hat with the gears and the valves on it.
Mm-hmm. You're a sucker for valves, Tom. Everything you own, every piece of clothing you own.
Well, I just like having a nice top hat with a valve. So when I'm talking to a pretty lady at the bar, I can say, well, I just came here to let off some steam. And then I have a very elaborate button to press. And the little valve opens up and a little bit of steam comes out.
It's very impressive, Tom.
And then I have a series of lenses that go over my eyes, you see. When I'm...
And this impresses the woman?
Yeah, when I'm like, oh, the bill's here. Let me just put my glasses on. There's a series of gears and lenses that go over my eyes from the hat. And then I can look at the bill and say what it... And then be like, oh, that's quite a few hay pennies. I had no idea it would be so much.
And that ends all Tom's knowledge of what steampunk is in any way.
Yeah.
I don't understand steampunk.
Suspenders. Yeah, there's suspenders in steampunk.
Yeah. Oh, seems pretty cool.
What were we talking about?
Tesla, I think.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So they get some of the electricity from burning coal now. But
right. And for the next few years,
yeah,
increasingly.
But it can come from other sources, and if you're like a real rich guy who's the Tesla's trying to sell you the whole package because they're like
Solar City, baby.
Yeah, because they're like, hey, if you're worried about that, we got a place for you to move. It's called Solar City. Well, you can't move here. It's not a place. It's a company.
Well, you know what? It's a state of mind.
Yeah,
and you know where it's located? Off the damn grid.
Yeah, Solar City.
Yeah, Solar City
in the desert.
In the desert, off the grid. No, it's on top of your home. See, here's the problem, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
We live like freaking rats.
Speak for yourself.
All crowded in.
Oh, in the city.
These cubby holes.
Yeah.
Right? We need to get out there to the real America. Freaking dance marathon country.
Right.
Put some put some roots down.
Yeah.
And put some panels up.
Yeah.
And on the roof.
And then you don't have to worry about having such a long extension cord anymore.
Yeah, it's a shorter extension cord. You're saving money on cords right from the start.
No, these Teslas, Tim, you can unplug your washer dryer and then plug it into that port.
Yeah.
And guess what? That port you can get a lot more electricity out of.
Yeah, I know, Tom. I once had a washer and dryer, but now I live like a freaking rat.
Wait, did you have a washer and dryer with the special plug though?
I assume so. I didn't like blow the fuse.
You rarely had to unplug the washer dryer to plug your car in.
Yeah, I mean, that, I guess that was the time when I should have bought the Tesla, because it was like,
yeah,
I
second
always,
floor.
Yeah, I always had a good spot right outside my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I sold my car because I didn't need it.
Instead, you should have bought a $100,000 car and run an extension cord out.
I sold my car to a man in New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and then I had to drop it off at his house.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, let me test drive it one more time.
Yeah.
And then he took me on the longest drive of my life, and I thought he was going to murder me. And I had a flight to Iceland to catch later in the day. This might have been the weirdest day of my life, because I was in a car, and he's like, let
Well, no wonder he wanted to test it again, because if you were like, well, I got to get out of here. I got a flight to Iceland. I got to catch.
Do you have that $6,000 cash we talked about?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's driving and he gets on the highway. I was like, yeah, I really got to get back. He's like, I just want to open her up. And then he drove like 5 miles down the highway. I was like, you could get off this. It works. The car works. You've already
I'm opening her
it.
Up.
Yeah. And then I was like, he's going to bring me to the freaking, the woods, the Everglades. What is that? Where they murdered the man on the Sopranos. Remember when they murdered a man on the Sopranos?
They murdered somebody on that show?
I don't know.
Yeah, and you were probably worried, like, oh no, all the sawdust that I poured into the gas to stop the knocking is going to start running out.
There was no knocking. There's no knocking. Yeah, but I made my flight to Thailand. Not Thailand, Iceland.
Tim, your story's developing some holes.
I got to go to the bathroom.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my problem with these cars, Tim. And right. This goes for, I guess, any electric car.
Including the Nissan Leaf?
Maybe.
Okay.
I worry about like going too far from my home because I'm afraid my phone battery will die.
Yeah, that's true.
I would be terrified that my car battery would die. And I know they give you like a bunch of warnings, and they've also set up these, you know about these superchargers?
No.
So they got these supercharger stations. They're basically gas stations, but guess what? No gas. Electricity is...
Well, there you go.
...is the soup de jour at these places. So they're basically just like...
Soup?
No, it's not. I'm sorry I put it that way. I understand.
Well, you said there were soup stations.
No, don't put soup in these. Boy, soup and electricity don't mix.
Then why did they call
it
a soup station?
Marketing. Okay. Just branding.
All right.
It's a real image thing. Rich people like soup.
They love soup. They're yeah. like, I don't want to use my teeth to chew.
Yeah.
I'll have a bisque, please.
Yeah.
But don't get me started on soup.
So they put these stations. They're basically just very high amp.
They're amped up.
They're very amped up, these stations, where you can plug in your car.
Yeah, but where?
What do you mean?
California?
Oh, well, there are a bunch of California, but no, they're like throughout the... They have arranged them in such a way that you can drive coast to coast.
Yeah, but that's if you stick to Route 66.
No, I don't think
I'm
it's
not cool
even,
enough for that.
No, I think they chose to put them by like a more direct route. But they're like all over the place.
Are they? Like, where can I find one here? Like, where's the closest one?
I'm sure there are ones in the city.
What are they called? Soup stations?
Superchargers.
Superchargers.
And like some of these places, you know, some of these supercharging stations, yes. they've only got like one or two of these things.
Right.
But then some of them, they've got like a dozen. Because they actually had a problem where, because the idea is...
What's your home address?
The idea is you can plug your car into one of these things, right? And in like a half hour, it charges. I don't think it fully charges it, but it gives, I think a half hour gives it like 100 miles more capacity. So
You know what you can do?
What?
Just drive to JFK Airport where they have a supercharger.
Yeah, there you go.
And that seems to be about it. I'm afraid of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Oh, these don't have the gas backup.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're 100% electric. So
look, you can be 100% electric and then just buy gas one time just in case.
Well, but don't put, but not with this car, Tim. You can't put gas.
So I can't put gasoline or
soup.
Any kind of soup.
Any kind of soup.
Okay. It's good to know.
Yeah.
I imagine a lot of people will listen to this episode instead of reading the manual when they get a Tesla.
Right.
So this is important information.
Well, they, that whole front dashboard, it's probably just like, would you like to download a podcast?
Yeah, now tell me about this dashboard.
Oh, it's not like, this ain't your grandpa's dashboard.
It has a self-driving situation, but they're not allowed to use it anymore.
They are, but they had to like scale back calling it self-driving because they were basically telling people it's self-driving, but it's in beta. So sometimes it won't work at all, in which case it's not really self-driving.
Right.
But they still have like a bunch of those features in there. And that's they've said like the current cars have enough technology that through software, they'll be able to completely drive.
I think what they should do.
Mm-hmm.
The government should come and take everybody's car away.
Uh-huh. And then, is that it?
That's like, essentially, if we ended it there, that'd be fine with me.
That's 95% of the plan.
Yeah, I think we should build more railroad tracks, and everybody just gets around on those two-person things where one person pumps one side and the other person pumps the other.
Yeah. Well, but what if somebody's coming the other way on the tracks?
Well, then you got to... Carefully, you got two people. You lift it off. You let one person go.
I think those things
go.
Are too heavy for two people to
Whoever's
lift.
Richer gets to go, gets the right of way. Whoever's wearing nicer clothes.
Right.
So, you know what? If you don't have a lot of money, maybe eat dog food and buy better clothes.
And put it all into a nice suit.
Yeah.
All right. So, I was going somewhere with the superchargers thing, and I forgot.
Oh, sorry. I interrupted you.
Yeah.
Like five times. Maybe. Oh, no. Then
your
everybody...
utopian vision of everybody eating dog food and wearing suits and going on those manual train things.
Yeah, you know how
Tim,
much we cut emissions by?
This is not a utopian ideal.
And ideally, we'll one day get to a society where nobody has cars and nobody has to go to the bathroom.
Right. But everybody still eats dog food.
Yeah, well, that's the trick.
Hey, they already made the dog food.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just worry, even though, I mean, I think some of these have like a 400-mile range now. And I can tell you the last time I drove 400 miles.
Yeah.
But I was,
I mean, I can tell you the last time I drove you 400 miles while you slept and then didn't thank me or pay me any gas money.
Well, that's why I couldn't remember it, Tim. Yeah. I was asleep. But I would still constantly worry about that. And the self-driving thing. Oh, that's what we were talking about, the dashboard. So the dashboard's like one just big screen, touch screen.
You must love that. You love putting your mitts all over screens, huh? You just did it right now. You touched your iPad.
No.
You sicko. You freak.
Well, Tim, you talk about it. It's going to make me want to do it. I have no impulse control. No, I like regular dials on a, like my mom has a
you're a steampunk man.
Yeah. I like dials. I like gauges.
Yeah.
My mom has like a fairly new car and like it has all dials, but then if you look closely, they're not dials. They're screens.
Yeah.
Well, it's all little screens inside there.
Yeah. You don't like that?
Not really.
It
feels fake.
Well, then
why
do you have an Apple Watch when you're not wearing a movement watch?
Because they're not a sponsor this week, Tim. Normally, I would be wearing them.
Yeah, but why are you wearing an Apple Watch? That's the same thing. You
no,
could just get a nice
because,
analog
like,
watch.
The dials.
And as a steampunk man, you should like embedded analog clocks into all sorts of things.
I would like that in these cars. Like, you ever see, like,
I hate that.
What?
When they have an analog clock in the dashboard of a car?
Yeah, who does that? Like, Mercedes or somebody.
Jerk. Yeah, it's like, that's not classy. That's
that,
just like,
no, that's classy.
I can't glance at that. I always have to go, 5,
well,
15.
Well, learn how to read a fucking clock, Tim. That's your problem.
Nah, look, I'm
the
concentrating
rich
on
have
driving.
Somebody, that clock is meant for the driver to read and relay to the person sitting in the back being chauffeured.
Yeah, well, I'm not a professional chauffeur, so I don't know how to drive and read an analog clock at the same time.
Yeah. It does worry me, the self-driving stuff.
I guess I am a chauffeur occasionally for you.
Yeah, and every once in a while.
Yeah.
When I ask you when I wake up, what time is it?
Where am I?
Yeah. Read it from an analog clock.
Read it from the analog clock embedded in my top hat.
Can you tell me what time it is?
I didn't think this through.
And boy, there's a lot of mechanisms attaching this to my head right now. A lot of pistons and
if I take the hat off, it takes
hydraulics.
It takes 45 minutes to start up again.
And we're gonna have to find some kerosene if I want to get it going again. Anyway, the self-driving thing, I feel like they've made, like, it seemed like a good idea for them to be like, hey, look, we're just gonna start putting self-driving stuff out into the world and figure it out as we go, and it's not gonna be fully self-driving at first. It's just gonna be, you know,
dangerous.
Well, but I think that
dangerous in the wrong hands.
I think it's the worst combination of everything, where it's self-driving enough that there's no way you're going to be able to keep paying attention.
Yeah. Oh, just as I'll never go in the Hyperloop.
Uh-huh.
I'll never be able to relax in a self-driving car.
What if I'm driving it?
You wouldn't be driving it, Tom. I can't relax when you're driving a car.
What if I was pretending
you're,
to
you're
drive it?
You're a late breaker, Tom.
I'm not, oh, you son of a bitch, I'm not a late breaker. Sometimes I'm a late breaker, but that's only because I'm thinking about running the light.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it just seems like the self-driving is made to lull you into thinking like, oh, this thing works. What's everybody talking about? This thing works great. And then you stop paying attention.
Yeah.
And it drives you
off.
No,
that's
why
I think the government should take all the cars away and then replace everything with self-driving cars. Because if they could replace 100% of the cars with self-driving cars, it'd be fine. Everything would work gangbusters.
Yeah.
It's the way that the self-driving cars, right? They can't account for human error in driving.
Yeah, somebody being an idiot.
Right. If every
well, if all the
vehicle,
cars were self-driving, they could talk to each other.
Yeah, and they'd all have an internal logic, right? So
I was gonna say they'd all have different voices, and so nobody got confused.
Oh yeah, and like some of them would have like offensive voices like in the Transformers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. What do you make of this semi-truck that they just introduced?
Yeah, they're saying they're going to have an electric tractor trailer.
Yeah, so that's great news.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, because those things use a ton of gas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, you know, it's like, oh, no, now that, like, the technologically advanced folk have gotten into the trucking industry.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to, the next president we get is going to be like, and I'm going to bring back all the truck driving jobs that are now obsolete. Nobody's going to have jobs anymore.
No, nobody's going to have jobs. They're going to have
everybody's going to have podcasts.
Self-recording podcasts.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I imagine all right, I'm making a prediction with these tractor trailers.
All right, Tom's prediction, Corey.
They're going to roll this tractor trailer out to deliver their own cars to dealerships.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And maybe the solar panels to things as well.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's a vertical supply chain right there.
No, it's a horizontal.
It's a horizontal. Oh, yeah, because the road
is horizontal. Well, and trucks are kind of long.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they within 18 to 24 months, I think, old Muskie said that they're going to have a pickup truck.
Yeah.
And then...
Mm-hmm.
Their commercials are going to be, this is our country.
Yeah.
John Mellencamp will be their spokesman.
Yeah.
They'll steal him.
Uh-huh.
From Chevy.
Right.
In 2008.
Yes. Yeah, I don't know who the Tesla pickup truck is going to be for.
Farmers.
No, because I think they'll...
First they came for the truck drivers.
Uh-huh.
First they came... For the
how many farmhouses even have electricity to plug one of these stupid things
into? I would say most of them these days.
No,
Tom.
Oh,
yeah.
With like a
what's next? Tractors?
Yeah,
electric tractors.
I think there are electric tractors already.
Yeah, man, it's amazing what you can do with electricity, huh?
It really is. There's an electric plane that they're trying to make.
Well, I wouldn't trust that.
I don't trust
my phone battery not to die.
Right.
Can you imagine you went down because a freaking, we forgot to charge the plane. or like the battery wasn't as charged. Like, oh, we forgot.
Well,
we plugged
the plane in once it landed, but we forgot to plug the charger into the wall.
Exactly. I'm sure that'll happen all the time. Or, you know, sometimes like inexplicably, it's just like, oh, well, and you know, the electric plane 7 came out and suddenly my electric plane 6S can no longer hold
the
charge.
It's a lot slower.
Yeah. It can, suddenly, you know, what I used to have, you know, X amount of battery life, mm-hmm. you know, now it's.
Well, that's why he's got that snake charger too. You know about the snake charger?
No. What is this?
It's like a snake robot that plugs itself in.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yeah. But it's so like, you know, when you park, if you're so rich that you're like, I can't even be bothered to plug my car in, this thing will
that
be
see,
like, yes, and, master.
And you think rich people not having to go to the bathroom is that far off? Here's what rich people are going to do. They're going to walk to their self-driving car.
Uh-huh.
They're going to go out, do whatever they do. Mm-hmm. Talk to ladies at bars.
That's what you think rich people do.
Yeah. You ever see Entourage?
They go in the afternoon and just talk to ladies at bars.
You've never seen season 4 of Entourage.
No.
Vinny Chase does that all the time. So anyway, their self-driving car comes back home. You just walk out of it.
Yeah.
The snake charger.
Mm-hmm. Slithers its way in.
You go lie down, you go into bed, a snake charger comes and evacuates your bowels for you. Like a vacuum tube thing. Yeah. And also, guess what? Another snake comes goes in your mouth and creamed corn feeds you while you sleep, so you don't even have to eat anymore. You wake up and there's more just being driven to the bar to talk to ladies.
You think the pinnacle of being rich is being force-fed cream corn by a robot?
While you sleep.
Why would it have to be cream corn?
Because of all the nutrients.
All right. You want to solve a problem?
No, we don't have time.
Oh, we don't have time.
We'll solve a problem.
Okay. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems, where we solve your problems. I'm Tom.
I'm Tim, and you did the intro completely wrong.
Well, you hesitated. You choked.
If you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom!
Mm-hmm. What if somebody wrote in, like, my problem is I don't like going to the bathroom.
Yeah, we'll find a genie.
All right.
Or a suction snake tube. This guy says, hi, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan and have been listening every episode for a year and a half. And I have a problem more like I need scam advice.
Okay.
Excuse me. I'm a twin from Canada. Recently, I was having lunch with three coworkers and we were talking about how my two young boys share a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that I also shared a bedroom with my twin when
from
we were
Canada.
Kids because we were conjoined. This was a lie, as we've always been unfastened. One of my fun, gullible coworkers asked me where we were attached and how did childbirth go. I answered that we were attached at the left elbow and showed him a recent scab I had to prove it. I said my arm acted like a barb on a fish hook and it made getting me out of my mother quite a challenge. Afterwards, I found out that a couple of them actually believed me and seemed to like me more in the moment. My question/problem is, how can I benefit from this in the future? I feel people will hear my fake story and perhaps let me move ahead of them in line at the Walmart or something. Please help. Regards, Elbow Steve. Start going by Elbow Steve, first of all, right?
Yeah, well, that's a real easy way to segue into the story.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to be like, huh, well, that's a funny nickname. How'd you get a name like that?
Is that how the Canadians talk?
No, he's down in America now. He's going out to bars. And they're like, what you doing here?
All right.
Elbow Steve.
One thing is you're going to have to keep reopening that scab on your left elbow.
It's not a problem.
Yeah. Also, like, how can if you're, like, the tiniest bit of scrutiny, like, if you're conjoined at the elbow,
mm-hmm.
you're not, like, sharing any organs. You don't need Dr. Ben Carson to come in and, like, miracle
well, I think
decon-join
that,
you.
I think that's
you
why.
Just cut them. I could do the operation to separate boys. Put together at the elbow.
I think that that's what makes the story work because I don't think he's trying to spin this as like a traumatic childhood. Like yeah, we were conjoined till we were 5 years old, and they finally found a scientific breakthrough to pull us apart without killing us.
No, but he said he shared a bedroom because yeah. they were conjoined.
So how old do they think they were conjoined?
See, here's the thing. Elbow Steve, was that his name?
Uh-huh.
He's trying to like profit off of this story.
Uh-huh.
Either in financially or friendship-wise
or
whatever.
Good times.
This is too shaky of a story
yeah.
to do. Like you have to be like, you know, you got to walk it back a little bit. You got to make it more believable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why people would like you more after hearing this story.
Well, maybe they really hated him before this.
Yeah. That's
and maybe
true.
They still hate him, but they like, have like a little bit of sympathy.
Yeah. But like, again, it doesn't seem like it was all that traumatic.
Mm-hmm.
And like anybody who thinks about it for a second, or was it like his elbow to that guy's eyeball, like his brother's eyeball?
Right. Yeah. Could have been.
Yeah. But then
we're
they
just assuming
feel...
they were attached at the elbows.
Yeah. But then that would make them feel sympathy for your brother, not for you.
Right. Because
like, you were like, hey, yeah, it was a tough situation for the other guy.
Yeah, but he could be like, and boy, did I feel guilty.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
Though it wasn't my fault. Yeah. You could just tell them, like, you know, Canada, they've got socialized health care. It took 5 years before they could finally get us apart, get us an appointment.
My thing with Elbow Steve is you're a twin, and the best thing, the best scam you could think to run is lying about being joined at the elbow.
Yeah.
No, start having fun, you know, switch places.
Yeah. You've got kids. Fool your kids.
Yeah. Yeah, stop fooling your coworkers. Start fooling your kids. Start traumatizing those children.
Yeah, well, hopefully you didn't tell your kids that you have a twin brother.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can keep that in your back pocket for one day.
That's fine. I don't, you know what? I don't think you should be doing, you know, I'm against twins.
In general.
No, I think twins are good. I know many, many great twins. I know some terrible twins, Tom. twins are just like you and me, except there's another one of them.
Well, no, you and me is two people, so...
Twins are just like me,
you're talking about triplets, Tim. Yeah, twins are just like you, except there's two of them.
Yeah.
That's true.
Some of them are bad, some of them are good. Some of them... Look, don't deceive people for no reason. I don't like the idea of playing with people. I don't like it.
I don't like knowing somebody for more than like an hour without knowing that they're a twin.
Yeah.
I feel like then I'm being set up for like a big grift.
That's it. Yeah. And that's what you should be doing if you're looking to scam people.
Oh, yeah. Let me be clear. I am not upset.
Was that you saying that, Tom? Or was that
former President Barack Hussein Obama?
Yeah.
Let me be clear. And that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hold no ill will towards any twins that try and pull one over on me.
Yeah.
For any purpose.
Yeah.
But, you know, once I know you're a twin, I'm going to be real cautious about it.
Yeah.
Do
a prestige style magic trick.
Oh, I was going to say, like, when you're not looking, I'm going to, like, put magic marker on you. Not magic marker, permanent marker, like, on the back of your neck. So I can tell if it's still you later or the
twin. Yeah, you'll tattoo them. You'll brand them.
No, because you use the permanent marker, then they don't know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. If you brand somebody or tattoo then they're going to know.
Yeah.
Just trying to teach you something, Tim. Okay.
I think we solved that problem. I think we did a lot of good today, Tom.
Yeah, sure did. Sold a lot of Teslas. If you like the show, you can find out more. Don't give me the hand signal to do this.
Wrap it up.
Boy, I could see what you would be like if you had a tube that sucked all the poop out of you. You'd be coming home just doing that. Yeah, all right, do it. Dude, get all the poop out of me.
I'd be watching Riverdale when it freaking airs like I'm trying to do tonight, Tom, instead of having to watch it in the future. I just want to get home in time for Riverdale.
If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Follow us on Twitter at Complete Guide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds.
You can follow me on those things at Your Pal Tim.
You can also check out our Reddit, where we got suggestions like this episode, which will go uncredited.
Well, you didn't like that last week. You cut it out. I took the person.
You would like went through somebody's
Reddit history. Yeah, because it's public. That's what you do.
But that's not, Tim, you're victim shaming.
Who's a victim?
The person whose topic we pick.
He's a hero. He picked the topic.
Well, it depends on, you know, your perspective.
If you'd like to be a victim, suggest a topic on Reddit. Yeah. We'll victimize you by talking about your interest for an hour.
Tim will hire a private eye to dig up dirt about you.
I clicked on the name.
Anyway, reddit.com/r/TCGT. If you want,
it's more than just suggesting things. We have a lot of fun.
We do. You can...
Cat runs it.
You can also...
Thanks, Cat. Tom, I don't know why you're so anti-cat.
You can also... support the show by supporting our sponsors and by going to tcgt.com/Amazon for all of your normal Amazon shopping, and tcgt.com/pledge, where you can check out our Patreon and get fun exclusives like a weekly mini episode of Fast Food Friday.
Which I've been great about posting on Thursdays.
Well, you've been great because before you weren't great.
Have you ever posted one thing to Patreon, Tom?
Yeah.
Besides an early episode?
Sometimes.
You're a liar. You're a liar, Tom. A bald-faced liar. A fucking liar.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.